Monday Motivation for January 22nd, 2024. The Spitting Image. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. I think we can all agree that political and social discourse has degraded over the passage of time. One consequence of this is that opposition is often dehumanized. Rather than debating the merits or demerits of a particular position, the interaction boils down to, my opponent does not agree with this position, and that makes them an evil person. This is used to justify almost any action against them. They can be removed from the debate, or have their ability to communicate limited or virtually restricted. They could even face legal repercussions, endangering their freedom. In extreme cases, some have even attempted to harm or kill individuals because of these disagreements. One of the foundational doctrines of Christianity that concerns humans is the concept of imago Dei. This relates back to the creation of man in Genesis chapter 1, where God says, "Let us make man in our image." This image of God is present in all humans, therefore all possess full dignity and are worthy of respect and Christian love. We see this idea fleshed out more in later parts of Scripture, including Genesis chapter 9. Genesis 9 is the epilogue to the account of Noah. He and his family have been brought through the flood, worshipped God in response, and here receive instruction from God on how he wishes them to proceed as the progenitors of the human race on this new, empty earth. The command given in the Garden of Eden is repeated, that they should be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. They are again granted authority over animals, including free rein to use animals as a food source, but the blood of animals is not to be eaten. An extension of this is that the lifeblood of humans is also sacred, requiring the death penalty for someone who commits murder. There are two rationales given for this penalty. One is stated, the other is implied. The stated reason is in verse 6, "For God made humans in his image." Human life is distinct from animal life because of the addition of this image of God. To take human life is not merely seeking to end a life God created, but is an attack upon the image of God that rests in a human being as a creature. Also, it is God that governs the days of a human life. In fact, he is the source of all life. That life is in the blood. When the blood is shed, there is a penalty required for it. The second implied rationale relates back to God's instruction. Taking human life is in opposition to God's command to be fruitful and multiply. Conflict between human beings on a small or large scale works against this instruction. In addition to ending lives, decreasing population, this would also lead to the destruction of property, lessening the productivity of humans and diminishing their ability to spread and fill the earth. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus taught that hatred was as good as murder. The devaluing of human life precedes the desire for an act of murder. As believers, we should be advocates for those that have been devalued. Disagreements will happen. Tough conversations are necessary when dealing with questions of right and wrong, good and evil. The purpose of those conversations should be to arrive at the correct answer, not to tear people down. That only makes things worse. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.